This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So here's a question for the city planners among you who also happen to be social scientists. What is the best way to fix the local roads? Not technically, I mean strategically, right? If you're a city, what do you pave first? The busiest streets or the ones in the worst shape? The city of Oakland, California is trying to tackle its backlog of bad roads. And last week, the city council voted to use revenues from new voter-approved taxes, $100 million worth, to repair roads in a racially and economically equitable way. Marketplace's Ben Bradford looks at how potholes and equity are related.
Oakland's potholes are notorious among the city's residents, like Tracy Green.
Some of them are big enough that if it rained, my little great-nephew could swim in them potholes.
Shantoria Thompson drove over one last week while taking her daughter to preschool.
My whole tire is split in half. That's how bad they are. It's split completely in half.
In the Fruitvale neighborhood, a block of 44th Avenue looks like it survived the climactic fight in a superhero film. Cars wind around six-inch deep craters.
It's very iconic to me when it comes to potholes.
Itzel Diaz-Romo moved to Fruitvale 13 years ago from Mexico.
And in the whole time that I've lived in the U.S., like, they've never fixed this street.
Diaz-Romo works for local community group the Unity Council. She says in low-income neighborhoods like Fruitvale, bad roads are more than an inconvenience. They're a symbol.
It's just a constant reminder, oh, of course, you know, this is a poor neighborhood. Like, we're low priority when it comes to fixing this stuff.
Oakland's new paving plan tries to address this disparity by prioritizing road repairs in minority and low-income neighborhoods.
It's one piece of the puzzle that can be used to fight historical injustice.
Oakland Transportation Director Ryan Russo acknowledges that's a departure from how cities typically plan.
The base, rational way of doing it would be purely on asset condition, the roads that are most deteriorated and fix them, and also factor in the importance of that road.
Instead, Fruitvale and East Oakland will receive almost half the new money set aside for local street paving, despite having only about a third of the roads needing repair. That's not going over well in some wealthier communities. North Hills resident Hillary Conlon drives me around the winding roads of her neighborhood.
Yikes.
They're not great. Conlon says she supports investing in lower-income areas, but her community needs a larger share of the funding for public safety reasons.
There has been a fire in the Oakland Hills every 20 years, so we're due now. We want to make sure that we can get out and that our roads are going to suffice.
Over in affluent Montclair, homeowner Michael Tiggs also notes a financial concern.
We're the ones that are paying for it, you might say, because it's a parcel tax. Those who own property are the ones that are paying for it.
So how do cities balance these competing concerns? Tamika Butler is a transportation planner who directs equity and inclusion at Tool Design. She says race and income should be factored into the equation.
We know there are certain communities that have historically been discriminated against, have historically been left out of resources. And so true equity means the folks who have historically had the least get the most.
On a practical level, she says bad roads also hurt households with tight budgets more.
While other people might say, oh, I got a flat, not a big deal, that is a huge deal. That might be the difference between feeding your kids dinner.
AAA's found the average pothole-related repair costs over $300. Back in Fruitvale, looking over pockmarked 44th Avenue, Itzel Diaz-Romo hopes better roads could also inspire more community engagement.
If streets like this get fixed, people in the neighborhood will say, oh, like, we're not forgotten. Like, we're not ignored.
In other words, a little bit of good road can go a long way. In Oakland, I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.